Did you have any idea when you broke the wrist that things would play out the way they would? Obviously, Alex was your backup at the time. You were a terrific quarterback in your own right. But did you have any idea that it might have played out the way it would? Or was your expectation, yeah, that sucks, I'll be out for a month or two, but then I'll get back? What was the expectation when you initially broke the wrist?
Well, originally I was, that whole season, or leading up to the season, I had the Oregon game. We were going to play Oregon. I think, I don't remember exactly what game 5 or 6.
Uh-huh.
And all I wanted to do was play Oregon because, being from Portland, Oregon, growing up watching, I was really looking forward to playing against the Ducks. So originally I was like, okay, it's 4 weeks out and we got a bye week. I can get back, have a quick surgery. And then I was aiming for that return date. And then obviously, we played, the week after my injury, played, Cal, Aaron Rodgers, at home on a Thursday night and Alex's first start. So it was Alex versus Aaron Rodgers, in both of their first starts. And, I think Alex had like 300 yards and won the game on ESPN Thursday night. Rice Eccles was rocking. The Muss was rocking. And I kind of realized after that game, yeah, probably not going to get this one back, this job back. And then Alex, I think, we went and beat Colorado State on the road, who was good at the time, and then came back home after our bye week, and he beat Oregon at home on ESPN again. And that was kind of, okay, I see the writing on the wall. Obviously, not exactly how I planned it, but at the same time, it worked out well for kind of both parties in the end.
Well, it did, and we'll get to how it worked out for you, for the Utah fans and the fans around here that didn't follow it. What was the conversation? Were there conversations with Urban at the time? How did that go? Because obviously Alex kind of took hold of the position. What was your dialogue with Urban like through that? Did he make it pretty clear Alex was his guy? Did he want you to stay around and compete? How did that go?
Yeah, I mean it was, I can't remember an exact conversation, with Coach. Coach Mullen was our quarterback coach, so we dealt mostly with him. I don't know if there was an exact time we had a conversation, but I remember there was one conversation towards the end of the year. We were playing in the Liberty Bowl, and we were on the bus to practice, and I was sitting next to Coach Meyer, and he was talking to me about, I'd already talked to let Mullen and Meyer know that I was probably going to transfer the rest of the year and play my last 2 years just to play. Not that I had any ill will. It's just the nature of the position. And Meyer was trying to convince me to stay. And I just, said, thanks, Coach. I really appreciate it. Loved it. That you want me to stay and think highly of me enough to ask me to stay, but I got to go play. So, it was pretty obvious. I think, obviously Alex's talent shown when he got on those lights that he was pretty good and number one pick and all that. And so it was pretty much understood, I guess.
Yeah, but I've always said, Brett, I really do believe if the broken wrist doesn't happen, I still think you running that team. I don't know if there's a lot of – I think you were a pretty good fit for that offense too. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I think, I think we both were – obviously, you got to be intelligent. You got to be able to, put the ball, be accurate, and make smart decisions. And, I thought I fit in pretty well. But it's in the past. I love Alex. It's been fun watching him have his success. And then obviously, got me to Mississippi State and with Coach Mullen again and got my coaching career kind of started. So.